Okay, let's begin. Okay, today I want to continue our discussion from yesterday. Yes, this week's parasha is the mitzvah of kabed esavicha v'yasimecha. Yesterday we discussed giving kavod to one's father-in-law. And that in turn means receiving kavod from your son-in-law. Right? So when we talk about these things, it's a two-way street. Receiving honor from your son-in-law. Today, let's talk about an extension of kibud av v'em is giving kavod to your grandparents. The mitzvah of giving kavod to the grandparents, and by extension that means receiving kavod from your grandchildren. Your children, forget about. That's already, forget it. You can't ask for that. But there's still hope. There's still hope to get the kavod you so desperately you long for from the grandchildren. What are the laws, the halachas of kavod, giving kavod to grandparents? Yeah.
You know why grandchildren and grandparents get along so well?
Why?
They have a mutual enemy.
Ooh. A mutual enemy. Okay, very good. So let's discuss all the various opinions in this matter. This is a big sugya, giving kavod to grandparents. So let's start. First thing is, it's Gemara Masechet Yevamos. Gemara Masechet Yevamos tells us, it's not that long ago, well, it's pretty long ago, Daf Samach Beis and the Daf Yomi. When's the Siyum? Today? Hayoyim. Wow, today is the Siyum of Masechet Yevamos. What a Masechta. So you making a Siyum? You making a Siyum? Over here.
Yeah, the Siyum, it's the end of all sorrows.
Okay.
You have to say what happens if three brothers marry three sisters.
Yeah. Right. Three brothers, three sisters. So what's the problem?
The brothers die.
Yeah. There's no Yibam.
Yeah.
Sarah Serva. Okay, let's go. So we have over here. So we have halacha when it comes to the sugya of Priya Rivia, or more commonly pronounced Priya Rivia, but correctly pronounced Priya Rivia. When it comes to Priya, let's say there's a halacha person that has a mitzvah to have children. One son and one daughter. What happens if a person has a son and a daughter, but the son and the daughter predeceases him, but he leaves over grandchildren? He leaves over a grandson and a granddaughter. Has this person left this world fulfilling the mitzvah of Priya Urviya? The Gemara clearly says yes. B'nei banim harei heim kibanim. When it comes to the mitzvah, the rites of Priya Urviya. So many want to say, based upon that, you learn here a very powerful halacha that b'nei banim kibanim, if it's good enough to be called a mitzvah, kim, a mitzvah, the rites of Priya Urviya, it should be exactly the same when it comes to the mitzvah of kabed esavicha v'yasimecha. It goes both ways, and when it comes to the relationship of grandparents, if it's the same way a grandchild is the fulfillment of Pru Revu, a grandchild has an obligation to give cover to a grandfather, the same rules, the same status as he has to give cover to a father. You can substitute the word avicha, your grandfather, v'simecha, your grandmother. That is one approach. And we'll come to some of the opinions in this matter in a moment, but that's really where it all starts from.
They were in existence. They lived a few years. Then, if they die,
No, it appears not. If a person, according the simple understanding, is a person has a son and daughter, and then they predecease the father, and the father leaves the world without having more children, leaving over anyone in this world, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah.
So does that mean if his wife is past childbearing age, he should divorce his wife and marry a younger woman?
Okay, there are a lot of factors today. We don't do that today. Today that's not accepted. And when you said it's true, Mikar, then it's true.
That divorce his wife. Same.
Take another wife. You can take another. Well, polygamy. We don't do today. Mikra Adin, yes. Mikra Adin, and Thomas Gemara, there was such a thing that's right. That a person admits to the Ashtria, he should take another wife, divorce wife. That's correct. Today, it is not done. Today, if a person doesn't have children, the halpi halach, you're not allowed. Because, I'm not, you're not allowed, but it's not done because there are other factors. We're in Golis, and in Golis, there are. Doesn't work like that. I don't know all the reasons, but it's not. It's a halacha that is not practiced today for whatever reason. But let's just talk theoretically speaking. The mitzvah of pre-revia applies to grandchildren. Therefore, this is a starting point to suggest that if a grandchild can be considered for the grandfather's fulfillment of pre-revia, the grandchild has an obligation to give cover to the grandparent. So who indeed says this? The Marik, the one of the major, the number of names that I mentioned. Marik is a Rishon, or an early Acharon. I'm not sure if a Rishon or early Acharon. And this is one of the major commentators that is quoted in this matter, and he says nothing doing. This concept that a grandchild is fulfilling the pre-revia is only for pre-revia. That's where it starts, and that's where it ends. With regard to kavod, honor, which requires a person to feed, to dress, to respect, to care for a grandparent, it's a nice thing to do. It's maybe, if you're not going to do it, you may be shunned, you may be degraded in society. But as far as the halacha in the Torah, a din d'oraisa, no, absolutely not. The Torah says, avicha v'yasimecha. Nowhere in the Torah does it say grandparent. You have no right to extrapolate this halacha to a grandparent. Period. This is the shita of the Marik. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says Beferish Rashi. The Ramah is really building upon the Beis Yosef. It's really not the Ramah, it's the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand the Marik. He is a Pella. The Marik forgot about a Beferish Medrash. The Medrash quoted by Rashi. And Rashi, the Pasuk is that when Parshas Vayigash, Yaakov Avinu, he offered sacrifices. The Pasuk says, Vayizbach Zvachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. That Yaakov Avinu, when he returned to Eretz Canaan, he offered sacrifices in honor to the God of his father Yitzchak. Rashi quotes the Medrash. What about Avraham? Why didn't he offer sacrifices to the God of Avraham? The Lokei Avi Aviv Avram. Why only the Lokei Aviv Yitzchak? And Rashi says, the Chayiv Adam, the Chvoid Aviv, Yoiser, more Mechvoid Avi Aviv. So here the Beis Yosef, and many who've come in this say, why did Rashi say Yoiser? That implies that when you have a choice between the two, you have a chiv to give more honor to a father than a grandfather, because he's your closest link. But you also chiv to give cover to a grandfather. The fact that the Medrash chose the word Yoiser means both. You have a choice to give cover to a grandfather, and you have a choice to give cover to a father. It's just saying when you have a choice between the two, you give more cover to the father. Therefore, when Yaakov was over sacrificing, he gave Lokei Aviv Yitzchak instead of Lokei Aviv Avraham. Here appears to be a clear right that you have a choice to give cover to a grandfather. And based upon this, Beis Yosef, the Ramah in Yoredeya Paskins, not like the Marik, that a person according to the Torah is mechuyiv to give cover to a grandfather. So the Ramah writes. The Ramah quotes the whole Beis Yosef. Yesh Oimrim, the Ein Adam Chai B'Chvoid Avi Aviv. He first quotes the Marik. The Ramah, some city of no chiyuv. The Ein Oy Nirali. The Ramah says, I disagree. Elo the Chayiv B'Chvoid Aviv Yoiser M'Chvoid Avi Aviv. You chayiv in both. But you have to give cover to your father more than five. That is the sheet.
That's at the beginning of Ramos, you have, because you might have a habit to say kuchem chayav mifrodi, so that if your grandfather, he has to listen to his father.
So Kamashmo, no. Kamashmo, you only listen to your father. Only the father, right.
Usually the older person is the one we respect more.
That's the din of the Adar Depenei Zaken. If you have a choice, a Zaken, you have in front of you a person 100 years old and your father who's 30 years old. And they both ask you to give you a cup of water. 100 years old, Gadol Hadar, 100 years old. He's a Talmud Chacham also. He's not your Rebbe Muvok, and he's not in the Gadol Hadar. But he's 100 years old, 120 years old. Give me a cup of water. It's my last day here today. It's my last day. Your father's a youngster. Your father's only 30 years old. Okay, you're an 8-year-old boy. Well, let's see if I miss that a little bit or whatever. You're a little boy. Give me, your father's only 30. He'll be around a long time. Give me. Who are you going to give a cup of water to? Your father or to the Zakein? Father. father's a mitzvah deraisa. It says, "Kabeidas nichvias mecha." The darat the pnei zokin is not the same as kabeidas nichvias mecha. The father goes first. Oh, but a grandfather is a father also. A grandfather is also a status of a father, especially when you want to take into consideration what Rabbi Meskin just said, is that your father is mechuyav to give kavod to his father. So the chain rule tells us if A equals B, B equals C, so A equals C. That's a very strong argument to make. And in fact, I'm going to show you that in the Taka, the Hassan, the Taka say that. Shocking thing. Okay, let's go further. So therefore we have the Marik, says there's no chiyav whatsoever. Along comes the Ramah. The Ramah says the Ferish Rashi, it's a Medrash, Yoser. There is a Chiyuv. The only difference is the grandfather is less than the father. Then there's the third major name that's called by all the parts of the Charedim. The Sefer HaCharedim, Sefer HaCharedim, I don't know who the Charedim is, I think it's also the same category of the Marik. It's an early Achon, maybe a late Rishon. And he says they're mamish equal. A grandfather and a father is mamish equal. And he answers the kasha, Isa, he's more extreme than the Ramah. He says there is a 100% chiyuv. There's 100% chiyuv for a son to give honor to his grandfather, exactly the same. And this that it says in Yaakov Avinu, he offered sacrifice to Elokei Aviv Yitzchak and doesn't mention Avraham. Very simple. Avraham died. If you're not alive, then there's no chiyuv anymore. I mean, the chiyuv, it's not the same. It's not the same. So when they're both alive, it appears from the charedim they're equal. And it could very well be, I'll show you, it's a shocking thing, at the end of it, is that you mechuyev taka to give more cover when they're both in front of you, to give more cover to the grandfather. Shocking thing to say. If the father and the grandfather are both in front of you, there is such an opinion that you mechuyev to give more cover to the grandfather, because your father is also chayev to give cover to the grandfather.
The father will defer to the grandfather.
Exactly. His father will defer to the grandfather. See if he can go to the grandfather.
The water, father's a gift to the grandfather.
But that's only when they're in front. But let's say they're not in front of you. Let's say you have two cell phones, right? One for the wife, one for your mother. But all of a sudden, your grandfather and your father got a hold of the different numbers, and you get a phone. Son, come over. I need your help. And then you get a call from the grandfather. Son, grandson, come over. I need your help. Who do you go to? And they don't know from each other. Who are you mechuyev to go to in that situation? That's where we apply the principle of kodesh charedim, then you go to the father first. When a son, a child is presented with a choice between his father and his grandfather, and they're not in presence of each other, and one, the father doesn't know the grandfather needs help, then the son has the chiyuv to come to the father first. But when both the son and the grandfather are in the same room, and they both want something, so really the father should mechuyev to give to the grandfather. So now he's asking the grandson, so the grandson is mechuyev to give to the grandfather. That's the chilek, the charedim. That's what the charedim says. Okay, let's go first. So this is the now El Yerabah. El Yerabah is always quoted in early Yachon, is always quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. He says, he brings the Ramah, and he says,
So it
seems like the El Yerabah and Rabbi Akiva Eger, they follow the Charedim. Very powerful stuff. El Yerabah is always, the Mishnah Berurah holds from the El Yerabah, Halacha Maaseh, come out 99% of the time. And Rabbi Akiva Eger, is mamish from the biggest poskim. And he paskins like the Charedim, that a person has a chiv to give mechaber a grandfather mamish like a father. Just like when it comes to pre-revia, a grandchild and the father relation was a father-son, the same thing when it comes to kavod. Okay, now, the problem is, there is a Gemara that's not, the Mefarish Gemara that says not like this. What is the Maisa in the Gemara? The shocking answer from the Grot, into this Gemara. What's the famous Gemara? Maisa Haya, there was Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov had a grandson. He had a daughter, and the daughter, I guess the son-in-law died, or son-in-law skipped out, I don't know what it was, and he had a grandson. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, he raised his son, Rav Acha raised his grandson Rav Yaakov. The grandson was in after the great grandfather, so he named him. He raised him, and then he got out. And then when the grandson grew up, the grandfather said to him, "My grandchild, do me a favor, bring me a cup of water." And the grandson said to the grandfather, I'm not your son. I have no obligation to honor you. That's what it says affectionately, Gemara. Ki gadal, when Rav Yaakov became an adult, Amalei Rav Acha said to the grandson, Ashkayan Maya, give me a cup of water. Amalo, the grandson said to the grandfather, Lav Berichana, how dare you talk to me like that? I'm not your son. And then the Gemara comments, this is the common adage, Hainu Darmi Inche, Rabbi, Rabbi, people are always making demands. Raise me, raise me. And then at the end they spit at you. They say to you, I'm not your son. Do me all these favors, and then after you receive all the favors, you spit them out.
The requirement to honor a father, is that a biological father?
Right. Yes, of course. Well, there's a din of hakara satov. You always have an obligation to have respect, hakara satov. We're talking the biblical terms. On the biblical level, where is your chiv the rights of kibud av v'aim? Genetic father, 100%. Genetic. How far does it go? Does it go so far to say the Zekiva did the Raisel or not? Okay, so it's a very good kasha. What happened to the Ramah and the Charedim and the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Kiva Eger? They didn't know the Fersha Gemara. Of course, they knew the Fersha. So what's going on? It's a very good kasha. What does the Gemara over here mean? This Gemara, the Fersha Gemara that says there's no chitah for a grandchild. So the Gra answers. The Gra has a shocking answer. Shani has a makar for this. The Gra says there are two types of grandfathers. There's your father's father and your mother's father. Shocking. Only time there's a chi of darais, a kabbis of vicha, shocking, is a father's father. But a mother's father, there's no chiyuv. Shocking. He has a makar. What's the makar? What's the source? The source is Vayakum, when Yaakov he left Lavan, it says Vayakum Yaakov, Vayikhu es miknehem, he took his possessions, Bonov, his sons, Ubinei Bonov, and his sons' sons. The Medrash comments, this is a Medrash. The Medrash says, it's tradition, what this means. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Benos Bonim Harehim Kibonim. You call your daughters your sons. When it says, I took my bonof, my sons, bonof, it's a term which means I took my daughters also. If you have 10 daughters, you call your daughters your sons. But you don't call ubnei bonos, but you don't call your grandsons through your daughters your sons. But you do call your grandsons through your sons your sons. That's the Medrash. So when it says he took bonof, ubnei bonof, it means he took his sons and daughters. And he took Ubnei Banov, means he took his, there's this, it's really a comment. I don't know if we read it into the Pasuk, but this is what it says. Omar Yehuda, Bar Eloi, Benos Banim, the daughters, Benos Banim, Hareim Kibanim, Ubnei Banos, but the sons of your daughters, Einam Kibanim.
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay, it's a Medrash. A Medrash says this. The Medrash differentiates. Okay, I don't know. This is what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Rabbi Akiva Eger, there Rabbi the Gra says. It's a shocking answer. I don't understand it. I'm just telling you what Rabbi the Gra says. We have a Charedim, we have a Ramah, and we have the Eliyahu Rabbah, and Rabbi Akiva Eger, and they all are telling us that there's a Chiv de Oiraisa Mamish Kibud Avoim when it comes to grandparents. It's a Mefarish Gemara that says in Sodaf Mem test that says no one disputes the Gemara where the grandson said to the grandfather, I'm not your son, I'm not mechuyav to give you covet. Usually yes. That's the koyach of Talmud Bavli. That's part of the toigef of a Gemara. That's what we learn Talmud Daf Yomi. Toigef Talmud Bavli. Everything comes from the Gemara. It's a shocking thing. So there it says a Farish not. The answer is there it was a grandson through a daughter, and therefore it's not the same darga. Okay. Now there's another very important yisod, another very important Gemara, which I don't know how people answer this kasha, and this is a very big yisod everyone who quotes. The Gemara talks about a ma'isa where in the midst of goyel hadam, shocking Gemara, a goyel hadam. If Reuven kills Shimon b'shoigeg, so what is the halacha? Reuven has to go to Golis, to go to one of the Arei Miklat. If Reuven chooses not to go to Golis, any one of the close relatives of Shimon is al pi halacha is permitted, and some say is mechuyev to murder Reuven. Reuven accidentally killed Shimon. and the Bezdin says you're a tzeach b'shregig, go to Ari Miklat. Reuven says, I'm not going, I don't want to go, I have my business here in New York, I'm not going. You're not going? Watch out. Shimon is dead. Shimon has children or brothers or relatives. They have the right, and some say they have an obligation, to kill you. If you don't go to Ari Miklat, outside Ari Miklat, you're an open target, and they're allowed to kill you. What happens if a father accidentally kills his son? Can the father's other sons, can the brothers kill their father? Are they allowed to kill their father? Killing a father is a chiv, giving blood is a chiv misa. So the Gemara says, no. The mitzvah of goyel hadam does not override the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. If a father accidentally kills his own child, the brothers, which means the father's other children, are not allowed to kill their father. But the Gemara explicitly says, the grandchild is. The grandchild, a father kills his son, the grandchild, the son's son, is the goyel hadam of his father, and is, according to one opinion, mechuyev to murder his grandfather in revenge for killing his father if the grandfather leaves the Ari Miklat. Oh, but a son can't do that. So what do you see? Because of kibud av v'aim, so you see from the Gemara clearly there's a difference between a son and a grandson. A grandson is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. So how do you deal with that? So it's a very tough shaila. Halacha
l'maisa. So in the Ari Miklat, he has protection.
Right. Only Ari Miklat. Okay. So winding down, very quick before wind down is.
The question is, you know, the Ari Miklat is protected from revenge.
Right.
However, if they bump into him on the street or they're looking for him.
Right, he's trouble. Outside Ari Miklat, he's a target. That's the halacha. Only in Ari Miklat, you are protection. Outside Ari Miklat,
they're required to tell
them? Yeah, Machlekes Rishayim. It's a reshus or it's a chiv. You're mechuyev. Yeah, by accident. You're mechuyev to go to Ari Miklat. There's no such thing as an accident. There's no such thing as an accident. We're talking about an accident that's karva levada. If it's a mamish an accident, then not. We're talking about an accident which you should have known better. You should be more careful.
Exactly.
Different discussion. Okay, right now, what I want to conclude is, bottom line is, there's a Maram Chagiz. Now, this is a shocking thing. The Maram Chagiz, mamish, he says this halacha. Okay, he says this, it's a chish, this is, to me is shocking because I was brought up with not like this. If the father and the grandfather, the mamish, he takes the charetim to its natural conclusion, there's many people that you this shita, if the grandfather and the father are in the same room and they both ask the grandson, the child, for a drink of water, the grandchild's mechuyev give the grandfather. Because the coin to the Ram Chagiz, he found the Charedim, that it's a din deraisa, and we take the natural conclusion that if the father is also chayav to give cover to his father, the grandchild's mechuyev give cover to the grandfather. If you only can do one, if in the room there's the grandfather, three generations, grandfather, father, and grandson, and the grandfather and the father ask the grandson for a cup of water, according to the Maram Chagiz, the grandson is mechuyev to give the grandfather, because the father is mechuyev to give covenant also to his father.
That's an automatic deferral.
Yes, automatic deferral. This is a tremendous chiddush of the Maram Chagiz, because most poskim, everyone disagrees. You're mechuyev to give cover to your grandfather, no question about it. But when you have a choice between the two, your father comes first, because that's what it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, "Kal disavich v'yasimecha." That's what it says in the Torah. So this is a very big chiddush of the Maram Chagiz, which if you wouldn't see this inside.
If you give to your father, right, you automatically, but right, so it should say, give it to his father.
Exactly. Well, that's what the Maram Chagiz says. That's what he says. But most poskim disagree. There's a chiyav derayis that you've covered to your grandfather, but when it's a choice between the two, who does the Torah address? What does the Torah say? Don't outsmart the Torah. Don't be a super lamdan. Don't outsmart yourself. The Torah says, kabed es avicha v'yasimecha. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, kabed es avicha. Kabed es avicha. So when you have a choice between the two, you mechabed your father. We know that if your grandfather happens to ask you for a cup of water, you have a chiyav d'oraisa to give him mechaber the grandfather, because the grandfather is also called a father. But when it's a choice between the two, you mechaber your father.
In your presence.
In your presence.
Right.
not in your presence, then they're equal. Then they're equal, or not in your presence, then also.
Oh, right. It's present, but it also has to do with sometimes logic, you know, convenience.
Okay, let's generalize. Okay, now one other thing that's very interesting. He talks to Shai, very interesting Shai, is what happens if you have another generation, father, grandfather, and great grandfather. So we already discussed the machlekes father and grandfather. Okay, let's put that out, father. What about you in the room with your grandfather and your great grandfather? And they both ask you for a favor. And you only can do it for one. Who goes first? It appears l'chol hadeis, the great grandfather. Because since anyway you're not being mekayim avicha, if it's going to be kavanas avicha, you have a father and a grandfather, so you can be mefalpel, so the father is chayv from the cover of the grandfather, but the other the Torah only says to the father, awesome, maybe you go to the father first. But once you're dealing with the grandfather and the great-grandfather, and you're not dealing with the father, then he says, everyone agrees, we deal with the grandfather and the great-grandfather. This is Shinova says the Swara, and he says, and this is logical. Now he has here in the footnote something very interesting. He says a very shocking thing, and he doesn't have a makar for this. He says there's one exception to this. Is a bris milah. Who are you mechabed with san dekois? Let's say a person, today Baruch Hashem it's not so uncommon anymore. Right. Today it's becoming very common, great grandparents. Let's say you have a bris milah. It's really common shaila. People have this. And you have a choice, should I be mechabed the great grandfather or the grandfather? Father, forget about. Why? I don't know why. The whole shaila is mechabed the father. Father's meichel. Father says, no, I don't want. The father, mamish, doesn't want. And all these shots the father also wants. But let's say the father says, I don't want. The grandfather, usually, the grandfather and the great-grandfather, they keep their distance. They just pay for everything. they don't tell you who to give the kibbutim to. And you go to a bris milah, and the father says, you don't give me sadakos, you give, go up. Who do you give, the grandfather or the great-grandfather? So what we just basically said, it's a davar pashut ad ma'od, that you give the great-grandfather. When you're not dealing with, when the father is out of the picture, and you're dealing with grandfather and great-grandfather, you should go for the great-grandfather. He says that's the exception. By a bris milah, sandikos, shocking thing. I don't know, he doesn't have a makar. I think the makar comes from Yosef is grandfather. Grandfather, sandikos, the special connection by sandikos to a grandfather more so than a great-grandfather. Because a grandfather, I think what he means is, we learn from Yosef, gam b'nei mocher ben Menashe yuldu al birkei Yosef. Mocher, that was his grandson. Mocher ben Menashe was yuldu al birkei, birkei means the knees. Yosef was the sandik for his grandson Mocher ben Menashe. Since we find beferish in the Torah, we find sandikos, sandikos, grandfather, grandson, and we don't find the fairish sandikos, great grandchildren. At least not that I'm aware of. I'm making any mistake over here in this matter. That lachar means this is the exception. Father, grandfather, we discussed machlokes when they're both in front of you. Grandfather, great grandfather, it's the great grandfather. Exception is sandikos. There's something about sandikos which connects a grandfather to a grandson more so than connecting the great-grandfather to the grandson. It's an amazing idea. Amazing insight. That's what he says over here. I'll read you what it says. V'isi b'sefer b'damai chayi v'hagoyin Rav Moshe Groshli t'hilchas v'hagin l'mila shakosav sh'im yesh l'fonav l'chabit sandikos l'zikenoi grandfather or l'avi zikenoi, the great-grandfather yakdim l'chabit zikenoi. It doesn't ring a mukar. What?
More if it didn't say
what?
Would
know that?
Rav and the Rav would know that in that case.
That's what you have a rough for. You're supposed to know it. That's what you have a rough for. But he brings over here that Luchai already quotes over here.
If it only said Menashe, I would say okay. But since it says by Yair Yosef Lefrayim B'nei Shilei Shim before that.
But it doesn't say Birkei.
No, right. Yeah. So why? It's to teach us something else, maybe. You know, this to say. I mean, so Ephraim, he wasn't ascending by Ephraim.
I'm just guessing, because it says he saw to Ephraim four generations,
right.
Great grandchildren, but it only says this concept of the Birkei Yosef, the knees of Yosef by his grandchildren. It's a very shapasik. Now he says, what this sefer says is a contradiction to the Shinova, because the Shinova says that when the father's out of the picture, he deals with father or grandfather, great grandfather, the grandfather comes first. But it's not necessarily a contradiction. There's kavod and there's sandikois. Sandikois is a different. I think also it's based upon this concept. The Gemara says that a person really only relates to your grandchildren. You don't relate to your great grandchildren. It's a different world. It's a different generation. The great grandparents don't know how many great grandparents today really know what an iPhone is. They really understand. People in their 90s, they don't really. It doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't. They don't connect with it.
It's you don't have to be in your 90s.
Okay, it's a different generation. The Gemara says this: a person relates to the struggles, to the nisyonos, to his grandchildren.
It says a person has hashpa on five generations: his father, his grandfather, his children, his grandchildren.
But not the next. So it could be that being a sandik means you're forging a connection. Sandikois is not only about kovit. It's about that connection, and that's why it's an exception to this rule. Okay, so these are some of the basic...
Yeah.
He already made it. He already made it already. Okay, have a wonderful day.